Hey Nico, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Did you get any indication at all from the Chiefs during the process that you were someone they had their eye on?
I don't think I did. But I'm glad I did though. So I'm just ready to get to work.
What do you know about them? What do you know about their defense?
I mean, I'm familiar with the defense as far as, you know, what they run, because they run something similar that we do at Alabama. And I've watched them a couple of times throughout the years. But other than that, I mean, I know they got a Pro Bowl linebacker there that I can learn from. And I'm just ready to get there and learn as much as possible from him and all those other guys around and try to earn their respect as much as possible.
Nico, you come out of a defense in the college ranks about as good maybe as the college football has seen in the last decade or so. How much better prepared does that make you to make the transition?
It makes it very easy. You know, just going through this whole process as far as the draft and meeting with all the teams just made me feel more comfortable than anything. So I'm just thankful that I went through the program with Coach Saban and Coach Smart, because, like you said, it prepared me very well. So I feel like I'm a step ahead of than, you know, a lot of other guys, so I'm just going to take advantage of my opportunity.
Did you, in the last 4 or 5 months or even before that, as you kind of made the rounds and you got a chance to talk to guys who play for other teams, other college teams, did you get the sense that what you guys were doing in scheme and practice and the demands that Saban makes was pretty unusual?
Yeah. Like you said, I could tell the difference right away. You know, a lot of teams don't, you know, check one offense check like we do. And then they were surprised that we did all those little things as every down, every second, you know, when we check, they check, or vice versa. So it was shocking, but at the same time, that's why we win at Alabama. And, hey, it showed. So I was ready to get to the next level and try to make a difference.
Nico, can you touch on you know your late mother and just what she meant to you in your football career?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Can you touch on what your mother meant to your football career?
Every day I went out, you know, I wanted, you know, after seeing her for the first time with type 2 diabetes, every day I went out from that point on was for her. And this day is really for her, because, I mean, I put so much work in, not only for myself and my teammates back in Tuscaloosa, but just for her, because, I mean, she wanted me not only to get a degree, but take advantage of every opportunity that I had. And it just means the world to me, so I'm just glad to be a Chief.
Where are you with your degree?
I'm one month away, so I'll be done with that. That's a blessing by itself. I'll be the first out of five kids, my mom's five kids, to graduate from college.
So you're walking next month?
I will.
What's your major?
Criminal justice.
Who's your agent?
Pat Dodd Jr.
You had surgery after the season, is that right, Nico?
I did.
And you didn't participate in the combine?
No, sir.
Did you participate in the pro day at Alabama?
I did. Okay. I did the first pro day and the last pro day.
You feel like you're ready to participate when practice starts here in a couple of weeks?
I am. When I first had surgery, it was kind of discouraging, because I was kind of down on myself, because I wasn't able to really go out and work out with all the guys while I was training at IMG. But after that, you know, I kind of, you know, sat down and talked to Coach Cochran, and he kept me motivated, and I got better. And then now I'm just working out, trying to stay back and get back in shape as fast as possible. So I feel good. I'm just ready to get back to football work.
You put in the hard work, but you guys are kind of spoiled down there with the Tide. Do you ever wear all three rings at one time?
Oh, no. I haven't got the third one, but I never wear them, because I'm always trying to improve for the next one. So it's just that mindset I have got from Coach Saban, you know, never being satisfied. And once I get that one, I'm going to put it away and try to work on that next one at the next level.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Nico.
Thank you.
Thank you.